Well, let's talk about marriage. Well, maybe not enough people talk about marriage or talk in their marriage, or let's talk to somebody else about marriage. I mean, we could all use a little help to improve our relationships. When is it the right time to go and see a marriage counselor? On the line with us, we have Wendy Kittlitz. She is the Vice President of Counseling and Care Ministries at Focus on the Family Canada. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I was fascinated by an article at focusonthefamily.ca that you have written, three ways to know if marriage counseling is for you. Marriage counseling, I mean, people think, oh boy, now this is the end, right? Like this is like a last ditch thing. Is that what you've experienced?
That's what a lot of people think, yes. I think counseling feels kind of intimidating to a lot of people. And, you know, you don't go there unless you don't have any other options left.
Okay.
But when does a couple know when it's time to go for counseling? Does it have to be a big crisis?
Well, as I said in this article, you know, I think that there's three times when counseling can be really, really helpful. And one of them is when you're in crisis. You know, something happens usually external to the couple, not always. You know, infidelity can be a crisis. But there's lots of other things that come up in life. Losing a child or going through a difficult loss of some other kind or unemployment. Some kind of crisis often puts a lot of strain on a marriage, and so that's a good time to go and get a little bit of outside help. Another time is when you're kind of having chronic challenges, so things that just kind of chip away at your relationship to the point where it's just not very fun anymore. And sometimes we get into these ruts, and you know, whether it's, you know, something really serious like abuse or addictions, or it's something less serious like we just can't seem to get beyond this argument. But it kind of persists over time and you're just not making any headway on your own. Sometimes a fresh set of eyes on that situation can be really helpful. And then the third thing that I think is really useful, and I've heard lots of couples that do this, is that it makes a lot of sense every once in a while to just go in and have a little bit of a checkup with somebody. To say, you know, we think we're doing reasonably okay here, but, you know, there's little things that come up, or, you know, can you just ask us some good questions about the quality, the state of our relationship to help us think through things that maybe we're not thinking about?
That's the one that men fear the most, because it's like going to the doctor for the colonoscopy or bringing the car into the garage. We'd rather just not find out if anything's wrong.
Well, and, you know, it's not just men. Like, you know, I know one couple that, you know, he would say he's kind of the woman in the relationship. In fact, in the sense that he's the one that's more introspective and emotional. And, you know, his wife is a little bit more, you know, the sensible, logical person. You know, introspection doesn't come naturally to everybody. Some of us really thrive on it, some of us don't. But it's good every once in a while to just take a step back and say, what's really going on with us? Are we in a good place or are we not in a good place?
Not every couple is blessed with another couple or a friend where they can just, you know, here's our stuff.
Yep.
Bringing that third voice or that third set of ears into the whole relationship, why is that difficult for some of us? We just like to keep things, you know, in the house.
Well, sure. You put yourself in a really vulnerable position when you open yourself to someone else. And the trouble with opening up to peers is that there is really a tendency for one of those people to take sides with one or the other of you in the couple, right? If I go complain to my girlfriends about my husband, they're going to reinforce how great I am and how bad he is. And vice versa, right? You know, my husband goes and complains to his mother about how sloppy I am. You know, she's going to say, yeah, is she ever.
I'm writing a sitcom in my head right now. I'm writing a sitcom.
The great thing about a counselor is that they are completely neutral. They don't have an axe to grind. They don't need to take sides. In fact, it's very unprofessional of them to take sides. Couples often think their counselor is taking sides with one or the other, you know. But what's really important is for the counselor to help a couple own responsibility for their own issues. You know, you can't change your partner. You can only change yourself. And, you know, a counselor will kind of help to remind you that, okay, what's on your plate? What's in your backyard? What do you need to work on to make this a good place for the two of you to be?
We've been speaking with Wendy Kittlitz. She is Vice President of Counseling and Care Ministries at Focus on the Family Canada. Good stuff, Wendy. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.